This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dottie Lynch has been kind enough to join us, and you got great weather up there too, Dottie?
It is gorgeous. I guess it's going to get a little stormy tonight, but right now it's beautiful.
All right. Well, let's jump right into it. The president's he's not slowing down at all, from what we can tell. A lot of things to react to. I guess the first thing, what do you think, Dottie, from a political standpoint? I mean, maybe it doesn't have anything to do politically. We'll start with the NASA thing. Is President Obama is pulling funding from NASA, opening it up for privatization? Kind of what's the story behind that?
Well, I think it's just one of those efforts to show efficiency and government not trying to waste. They're very sensitive to those charges that he's a big spender, and he wants to show that he wants things to be cost-effective and that he wants the private sector involved in some of these management issues. So I think that's one of them. He went down there trying to show still a commitment to the space effort, but definitely the economy is on their mind in almost everything they do right now.
Seems this administration, Dottie Lynch, political consultant for CBS, is with us. The Obama administration's they've kind of pushed the envelope with technology and press conferences and perceived transparency and all that kind of stuff. Are they extra conscious, from what you've observed, Dottie, of how they maintain this, I guess, moderate image, trying to, you know, stay within, so that even if you kind of tweak one constituency, you don't really make them totally mad while you appease another constituency on this end? Are they trying to make sure that they can kind of govern from the middle, from what you have perceived with a lot of the actions that have been coming from them recently?
I think so. And I think, you know, it's it tends to be something that the political scientists will say is the right thing to do, but it can also make people mad on both sides. And the healthcare debate was an example where his own base was upset that he didn't have the public option in there. Conservatives clearly remain upset about the whole healthcare bill. But in the end, the administration, I think, is counting on the fact that they got something done. It's not radical. They kept saying, look, we took basically Republican ideas. We took Mitt Romney's bill that he put forward in Massachusetts and passed it. And I think on a lot of these issues, that's where they're trying to go, to not only show, or that they're attempting at least, a bipartisanship, but making change, but trying not to make it radical.
Yeah, we're talking with Dottie Lynch, political consultant for CBS News. She's up in Washington, D.C. Of course, we're discussing the president and the administration. I'm curious about this story, Dottie, that came out through our colleagues at CBS today. The whole relative to, I guess, family rights for gay couples in hospitals and things of the sort. Now, that goes right kind of hand in hand with the looking or examining the don't ask, don't tell policy, so to speak. And I guess the question that I would derive from it is the constituency, I know that President Obama, you can call him campaign promises, whatever you want to say, he did promise to kind of roll back that policy in the military. Is that a constituency that the administration considers to be very important? And are these some actions that are kind of revelatory of that fact? Or are these just policies that, you know, he's wanted to do?
I think probably both of the above are it. I mean, I think he is committed to that. I think some in the gay and lesbian community feel that he hasn't moved fast enough. They thought that he would get rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell very quickly, and they're looking for signs that he's actually going to fulfill these campaign promises. So I think on this one, it's another one of those moves in that direction, even if it's not as fast as the community wants it to be.
Now, on the other hand, because we know of the various groups of people with different ideologies in our country, and that's what makes America great. But the other side of the story, another story released on the president today, is on one hand, giving gay couples hospital visiting rights. On the other hand, recognizing the National Day of Prayer. Now, normally, the ideologically groups that are interested in those two different stories might not always see eye to eye. So I guess that would take us back to the earlier part of our conversation. Again, I don't know if it's a coincidence that both those stories come out today, but the president once again saying, hey, I'm going to deal with this group, I'm going to deal with this group and try to keep everybody happy.
Well, Democrats have been very sensitive. Over the last 20 years, they believe they've been painted by the conservatives as anti-religion, anti-God, and in the last few years, they've tried to take pains to show that they are religious, they have family values. If you remember in the 2008 campaign, there were a couple of debates, actually, about religion and religious values that President Obama had participated in. He's been attacked a little bit on the right for not going to church regularly. And I think in terms of the values issues, they want to make sure that they underscore with those people in the conservative and religious traditions that he's with them and he's not the type of person that they're trying to paint as being somebody who's anti-religion, anti-God.
Yeah. Last couple of big things here as we talk with Dottie Lynch from CBS political consultant for our colleagues up there, and we appreciate her time. This big economic meeting today, Dottie, I guess he met with his staff, and I guess what's kind of the message or the initiative that the administration wants conveyed from what you've seen?
Well, they're very much trying. This was his economic recovery board that they put together after the stimulus passed last year. They want to have the American public see them as fighting for them and against Wall Street. He came out today very strongly and claimed the Republicans were beholden to lobbyists for Wall Street, that this bill that Senator Dodd has is one that's to control Wall Street. And he said he wouldn't sign the bill unless it has oversight into the derivatives futures and other financial instruments. So this is a really important statement for them because they feel that they've been tarred a little bit with helping in the bailout these big Wall Street firms and not the average person, and they're trying to get on the right side of that politically.
Have you had any tea lately, Dottie? And I ask that because how, I guess, is the administration reacting, perceiving? The Tea Party movement is picking up some serious national coverage and steam. And I guess, clearly, you're not going to find a person in the Tea Party movement that is very high on the administration. So have they reacted at all? Have they tried to ignore it? What has there been anything from the administration on the Tea Party?
Well, basically, they kind of think that maybe this is going to help them a little bit to try to paint the entire Republican Party as Tea Partiers. And they see a possible split inside the Republican Party with some of these Tea Party activists. So while they're very worried about this sentiment around the country of anger and of people feeling that they're being left out of the economic recovery, they think maybe the Tea Party movement is so far to the right that it might actually help them if they're seen as just the more rational actors here and the Republicans as more of the radicals. But they're taking notice. I think all politicians on both sides are taking notice because these people are angry. They'll come out and rally, and they may well vote in large numbers in November.
All right. Dottie Lynch, excellent political consultant for our colleagues at CBS. Thanks so much for your time, and I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, take care. That's Dottie Lynch of CBS. We always appreciate her here on Charlottesville Right Now.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.